Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the guided run.
I'm already too excited.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Nobody Panic guided run. This will last for 20 minutes and you can run along with our motivation. Our, of course, being Stevie and Tessa from Nobody Panic. But for the purposes of this guided run, Tessa will be known as Coach Bennett and I'll be known as Coach Randy.
And if that doesn't fill you with confidence, I don't know what will. This is a guided run. Don't start running. I mean, don't stop running if you've already started, but you don't have to start just yet. We're going to do some admin at the top. It's not clear what the guide is. Do run, don't run. Who's to say? No, don't run just yet. This is just to say it's going to be 20 minutes. And if you're thinking, I can't run for 20 minutes, I promise you absolutely can. So this is going to be for everybody. If you've run an Ironman or if you've never run a single step in your life, if you're a total beginner, this is for you.
Even if you hate running, like me, or you've never run, this is for you. Should I be doing this guided run? No.
This is for Stevie to listen to Coach Randy back after this.
That's why it was very important for me to have a persona, so I'm not listening to myself telling me to run.
Yes, this is 100% for us, but in the future. Okay, go and get ready to run. Hope maybe you're in your gear already, in which case, plow ahead. If not, go and put your gear on, lace up your trainers, press pause, and we will see you on the start line.
Welcome back. Thanks for getting your gear on.
Thanks for pressing play. Thank you for doing this run with us today.
And thank you for not, may I say, leaving after that first 5 minutes.
Thank you for sticking with us and believing in us. I don't know if I would either, Coach Randy.
Before we start, though, me and my esteemed Coach Bennett would really like you to just take a breath and put anything you're carrying with you today to one side. The row you just had, the meeting that didn't go well, the worry. Maybe you had a dream. Maybe you had a weird dream like I did. But I do know that I'm going to leave that behind. Whatever's going on, we're not saying like completely let it go, but just pop it down for 1 second. Just compartmentalize that.
Yeah. Just stick it in your locker, like at the beginning of a race. Get your little band so you can open your locker afterwards. Maybe there's going to be a special truck with all the bags and that's going to be picked up at the finish line.
Yeah, so I don't have a pound to put in the locker.
That's okay. They're free. They're imaginary. So they're totally free.
I'm so great.
Sometimes we start a run thinking like, oh, I'm going to clear my head. I'm going to get rid of it. We don't have space to carry that with us. Okay. So pop it in the locker for the duration of this run. It's just you and me and Coach Randy. Are we ready?
Here we go.
Count them down, Randy.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Well, you did it. You did it. You're running. You did it. You crossed the start line. You look, if I may say, incredible.
Good Lord. You look absolutely... I'd like to compliment you, if I may, on your gait. It's strong, it's powerful, you're running. Now, the first bit, when you first start running, I don't know if you're feeling this now, it feels like, oh, hello. But what will happen in the next few minutes is you'll settle in. You'll just settle in and it'll start to feel more and more like, was I ever not?
Haven't I always, in a way, been running? And what we want you to do right at the beginning is just slow it down. Just like take a foot off the pedal, just back it up, just ease into it, just go gentle, just go slow. Let's cruise it down. And you'll be thinking, what, this slow? Yes, literally that slowly. Just slow it down.
I would say if you're not a regular runner and you're starting off now, get down to the sort of pace where if you slowed down any more, you would be walking.
literally that slow. And you're going to think, well, that's absolutely, this is stupid. I can't go. Yes, yes. That's how slowly we want you to go.
It is stupid. Yes.
It's running. It's really dumb. No, we want you to be going that slowly because we don't care about how fast you go. We don't care what you look like. We don't care how much distance you cover. All that we care about is that you keep running, you keep putting one foot in front of another, and you stay with us until the end of this run. That's all we're going to ask of you.
You've got time in the future if, you know, this takes your fancy to push yourself. But this is not about pushing yourself, is it? This is about doing something positive for your mental health, positive for your body. Because you might think, well, I could certainly run quicker than this. Okay, sure, it's slow, but it's better than sitting down, isn't it? You're still expending energy. You're still getting the old blood pumping. You don't have to be like dying at the start. You've got a way to go. You're going to feel a lot more comfortable with the time because of how slow you're going.
Exactly.
I can do this all day, baby.
Exactly. That's what we're looking for. That is what we're looking for, that moment when you're like, I can keep this up. I can keep this up. Because what happens when we start running, and by we, I mean me, is that you set off at the absolute fastest pace you possibly can because you're full of energy and you can, and you want to impress people. So off you go, and then you run for 100 meters, flat out. And then, as happened once on New Year's Day, you're sick in a shrubbery bush at the end of the road and you have to go home. Okay? So we're starting things slow. Much like being a child star or using a lathe. Do not go too hard, too fast.
Coach Bennett brings up the concept of a lathe so often, and I still have yet to know what it is. But I don't want to know, Coach Bennett. I don't want to know.
The important thing is you do not want to go too hard, too fast, because then you burn out, and then you're the Olsen twins or Lindsay Lohan, you know?
And so just best of luck to them. They both listen, all three of them.
Best of luck to our top three listeners. But we, and I hope they're running along with us, and we say to them, as we say to you, just, you know, ease it in. Because what we're doing here when we're easing into the run is we're giving your lungs a chance.
Breathe in
through the nose, out, that's out, it. Big out. Chesty breaths, that's it. Because when you start, like, your lungs are like a balloon. And when you start going to blow up a balloon, perhaps it's a birthday party. Who's to say what you're doing it for? You never get it on the first go. You always have to stretch the balloon about a bit. Then you do a little blow. Then you get like a little baby balloon, and then back we go again, another bit of a stretch, and then finally we can get the balloon. And those are your lungs. So what we're doing right now is we're doing the baby balloon, the little stretches. We're giving the lungs a chance to become a whole big balloon.
Wow. And I just want to draw attention to some notes that Coach Bennett has written in this guided run. Other things in life that start slow. Things heating up in a pan. I enjoyed that.
I couldn't think of anything else that needed to heat slowly.
You've nailed it. You heat things slowly in a pan, you're blowing up your air balloons. And also, I find it very helpful when in the starting process of running is getting into that rhythm of when you breathe in and out. So it starts to become almost like a trance-like state, you know? Mm-hmm. So there's nothing worse than running and you're sort of breathing in and out in all sort of erratic ways. No, you want to kind of fall into that rhythm. So the sounds of your breath and the sounds of your feet are rhythmic rather than very
erratic,
chaotic.
Erratic, chaotic. We're looking for rhythm. We're looking for calm. We're looking for, oh, here we go. It's lovely. And let's just take a moment to say, look at you go. Like, well done you for running today. Unbelievable.
And thank you for running with us. We're both running while we're doing this.
Oh, way. Yes. You can't tell because we're so good at it, but we're also, we're running along. Mm. Okay. You've done your lungs. You've given yourself a mental pat on the back for taking the time to run today. And now let's start looking at your form. Okay. So we're going to start with the hands and the shoulders. I bet they're probably in tight little tense fists because that's how I always start. So undo those fists and shake your hands out and then get that shake going all the way up to the shoulders and let those down. Like, let's release them.
Yeah. I always, whenever I'm running, my shoulders go very, very tense. Mm-hmm. And actually the moment you kind of, you relax them a little bit and you kind of just see them as, it's just friends. Mm-hmm. The whole process becomes a lot easier. And also the moment you unclench anything, you just feel calmer. Whereas if you're clenched, then you're telling your brain, I'm not having a nice time. Whereas the whole thing about this is, guys, we're having a nice time, aren't we?
We're having a nice time here. We're doing okay. And keep telling your brain that. And also your brain can't tell the difference between a natural smile and a fake smile. So if you want to just smile at things, your brain's like, oh, I guess we're having a good time. So anytime you think this is bad, actually, give a lovely smile and a wave as though there's just somebody in the crowd cheering you on.
And smile at that tree.
Smile at that tree.
That tree doesn't get enough smiles. Also, if you were worried, which is something that I sometimes feel, that people are looking at you, that you run, maybe you run like Phoebe from Friends. Maybe you do. I do. I remember once I went for a run at university and my housemate saw me and laughed and tried to take a video because of how ridiculously I ran. Did that stop me? Yes.
Yes.
Should it have? No.
No.
And I have then returned to running since then because I realised that whenever I see anybody running, regardless of how they look, what they're wearing, what they're doing, what their gait is like, great gait, by the way, good point to check in with that. I always just think, God, yeah, I should run. Oh, yeah, running. That's great. I don't go, how silly is that person for doing exercise? It just makes you think about your own. So anyone looking at you or anyone who is out there while you're running is only thinking, oh yeah, I should run. Oh, they're making the most of their day.
That's all they're thinking. That's literally all they're thinking. So that in mind, get those arms shaking like they're a piece of spaghetti. Give yourself a few strides now, running like Phoebe from Friends. Run it out. Nobody cares.
What's wrong with it?
Woo! We want you to relax. We need those limbs to start working. Like, let them all go.
In your kind of fun bit, this is known as the fun section. This is Coach Randy giving you an instruction, just giving you some coaching. You're going to break into a little sidestep. Do you remember doing sidesteps in PE? We're going to be doing some sidesteps to the left. Big arms open wide like a starfish. Big grin on your face just to show the world that, look, you don't care. You're just going to do what you like, actually. And now we're going to go to the right. Keep on sidestepping. Also, it's a nice different movement to kind of shake your body and kind of get rid of any tension that might have built up just from the sheer fact of you having started running. So you sidestepping and now back into your rhythm, back into your normal running forward rhythm.
You look like the footballers warming up on the side of the pitch. Everyone's just thinking, they're probably a professional footballer, which is in their downtime.
Yes, I love it when you see someone out in the wild, in the park, and they're doing some sort of movement. And I'm always so often too frightened to do a movement, you know, like to do like sidestepping or even just like burpees or something out in public. But again, all people think is, well, she's doing some sort of sidestepping thing. That must really help her running.
Mm. They're thinking an athlete prepares, they're thinking.
An athlete prepares.
And possibly they're thinking, they're probably doing the Nobody Panic guided run.
And now me, Coach Randy, I'm going to give you some interesting facts about running so you can feel connected to the process, just to give you a little bit more motivation. Now, some of them are quite surprising. So what you're doing right now, you are working out 26 bones, 33 joints, 112 ligaments, and a bit more vague, a whole network of tendons, too many tendons to count. And that is just by running slowly. You're still running very slowly. You are still working out that amount. It's ridiculous. It takes 200 muscles to take one step when you run. Let's just take a time to thank our bodies.
Like, wow.
In a way, I genuinely would not have been surprised if the fact was it's just your legs and nothing else. Not true. It's your whole body. It's your core. And also feel all those muscles as well. You can feel your core tightening and your arms are pumping, but with your relaxed
way. Coach Randy, my mind is blown.
My mind is also blown.
Wow, Coach Randy, thank you. And let's take that knowledge that we've gained about our body and let's put that right down into the legs. Okay, so we're thinking about the legs now. What I want you to do here is I want you to think let's start, because I bet it's starting to think like, this is a run now, actually. I wouldn't mind stopping. Okay, so let's start thinking we're bouncing. Okay, the ground is like a trampoline or a lovely sprung floor, and just want to take these big bouncing big strides. Think about going up in the air as opposed to going forward, like you're an antelope.
On a trampoline.
Like you're an antelope on a trampoline. Exactly. You're a deer. You're light. You're other things that are light, Stevie.
Oh, a running feather.
You're a feather. Exactly. You're just, you're light and you're springy and you're taking these lovely big strides. Perfect. And now let's imagine that you're in a training montage in the movies. You're at police academy and you need to do that thing where they run very fast through the tires. Okay.
Yes. With your legs up a bit.
Legs up a bit. Legs are slightly going side to side and you're running through the tires. So you don't need to go through like 10 tires or something, but off you go through the tires.
would like to just put out here. Not that we're keeping track, but you've done 10 minutes already. So now it's time to turn around. You're on the home stretch, baby.
Holy moly, you're going so speedy. You're doing unbelievable. You're doing unbelievable. Okay, let's keep thinking about those legs. Now let's start getting the soles of those feet up higher at the back. So let's imagine that you want to show the soles of your feet to somebody running behind you. That's how high I want those legs to be going up behind you.
Maybe you've got a note on the bottom of the soles of your feet and you want the person behind to read it.
And how are they going to see if they're that low? Get them up. They can't read the note.
Get them up.
Okay. And it can be quite tricky. You might be thinking, this is actually quite hard. And if you're not familiar with it, take a moment now to do one leg and then to go arrhythmically and then maybe every third stride and then the other leg. So you're going left, then right, or maybe every fifth stride that leg is coming up, because it can be hard to do every single stride.
To clarify, is that like step, 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 show your soul. Step, 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 show your soul. Is that what
yes,
we're
it is,
talking?
Sorry, right. Yes, thank you for clarifying. Randy, that's exactly what we're looking for. So maybe you're going soul, 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 soul. Holy shit, well done you. Maybe you need to go soul, step, 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 soul. Or maybe it's every fifth, every third, every tenth, but like, let's get that rhythm going. And you might find yourself sort of bouncing a little bit to the side. You might be visualizing you've got a ponytail. That's the sort of energy of this, like, oh, I'm perky here. So just take a moment, get into the rhythm. Take a couple of seconds here, just trying that. We're going to go quiet for a second and try and get into that rhythm.
Oh my God, you've got soul, sister.
Oh, Randy, oh, you're straight to my heart.
Wow, the whitest thing I've ever said.
Oh, baby. We were just watching you there for a second, and you look incredible. This running style is, might I just say, wow.
And can I just say, I've read every single note on the bottom of your soles.
We can read them, baby. You look fantastic. Okay, keep it up if you like, but just, you know, back down to that nice cruising, gentle rhythm. You don't need to keep those soles up. You did fantastic. I know how it feels to be like, ugh, running. But the closer and closer you can get to that mental part where you're like, oh yes, I can just keep this up. Like, that's
and you're already over halfway. So if you've come this far, then you can definitely, definitely finish.
That's it. There's no way you can't finish now. There is no way. And if you start thinking, I can, I'm really out of here. Just keep
going slower.
Go slower. Slow it down.
Even slower. Even slower. To the naked eye, it might look like a very fast walk, but with a bit of bounce. As long as you keep that bounce, it's technically running.
That's it. That's all we're asking of you. Just one foot in front of the other. Just keep that. That technically, it's still running. That's all we're asking.
If you fancy, you can maybe start to. And this is only for those that feel quite confident at this point. You can maybe start not upping the pace too much, but maybe lengthening the strides a little bit, because that will inadvertently up the pace, but you will be doing less amount of strides per second, essentially, or per minute, or per hour.
Exactly right, Randy. And so you've blown that balloon up, you've put the groundwork in, you've got yourself to this place now that you're ready to be like, okay, we're turning from home and I'm ready now to start lengthening and to start making my form look good and get my pace going. Okay, so what we're going to imagine is that your crush, somebody that you fancy, is about to turn the corner in about 30 seconds, okay? Maybe it's somebody famous. Maybe it's somebody that you're literally married to. Maybe it's somebody from work. Maybe it's the person that you would most like to see when you are looking at your absolute dreamy best and you're going to be like, oh, me? Oh, sorry, yeah, I guess I just run now. Oh, sorry, my fantastic form. Yeah, I guess that is me. That's what we're looking for here. And so when that crush turns the corner, we're going to do 30 seconds of the most impressive form that you've ever run. As though somebody is like, oh, sorry, I'm missing my model for this running catalog I'm trying to take a photo of. Could you just run for me? And you're like, yes, I can. That's how good I'm gonna look now for the next 30 seconds.
We're gonna go 3, 2, 1. There's your crush. They are looking at you.
There they are. They're looking at you. They're looking at you. Oh my God, you look amazing, but they're still looking at you.
But they're looking at you with this whole admiration in their eyes now. Like, is that the person I used to know? Because they've turned into a running person now.
Wow, they are like frozen in the spot. They're looking around being like, is everyone seeing this? Like, they look incredible. And keep it up. Let's keep those arms, the chest is up, the eyes are up, the arms are up, they're pumping.
Slight smile.
just to say like, yeah, I do love this. The hands are going all the way from your hip, all the way up in front of your eyes. And that's how much arm distance we're going
to
be using.
Did not know that was a thing.
Yes, that's how far they're going to be going. The hands need to go all the way back to the hips, all the way up in front of the face.
Always learning from you, Coach Bennett.
Always learning from you, Coach Randy. Okay, bring that pace back down. Bring it back down. Back down to that cruising, gentle run. You've turned the corner now. The crush can't see you. But let me tell you, wow, they're impressed.
Yeah, you have made one hell of an impression on that crush.
They're reeling, if I may. And as you're just buzzing off that high of how much you just impressed your crush, there's a mandatory advert coming up. Take this moment to just drop the pace back down, relax back into the run, shake it out. Randy's probably going to insist to do some sidesteps.
Maybe I will.
It's up to you. This is your time. Here you go. Here comes the advert.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello again from the other side. I hope you're doing well because you look like you're doing well. If you want to shake it out by doing some sidestepping again, I'm not going to stop you.
You want to do a quick impression of Phoebe from Friends? Do it. Shake it out.
Now, just as a bit of light distraction, I'm going to run through some fun facts that I found, and none of them are about running, but it just gives you something else to think about while your body does its excellent work in that strong, solid rhythm. You're almost like a robot, you know, you're almost like it's just doing the same thing. You're going into sort of a trance-like state, moving those arms, moving those legs. Your mouth produces 1 liter of saliva a day. Hello! Yeah, I came in hard. I came in fast with that fact. Now, human bodies emit light. We actually glow, but the intensity of the light is 1,000 times lower than the sensitivity of your naked eye. So
wow.
We can't see it. Time for your glow up, honey. So what
wow.
Do that? After every fact, I've got sort of a lame sentence. So that was a good one. What was this one? Oh, yeah. If you folded a piece of paper 42 times... one single piece of paper, it would be thick enough to reach the moon. That's
what?
Exponential growth.
What are you saying?
That's the fact.
One piece of, I know,
one
I believe
paper.
You. Yep.
That's what exponential growth is. So one piece of paper goes double. Then when you fold it a second time, it's 4 times more, isn't it? So then it only takes a very short amount of go. You wouldn't physically be able to do it because the paper would stop being able to be folded.
But right.
Theoretically, if you could, the next time you fold it, that's 8 times. The next time you fold it, that's 16 times what you've already got. So by
right.
When you folded it 42 times, that's so massive, you would be able to just walk up that paper onto the moon. Look, you've already done, that has killed a minute of running. And I bet you haven't thought about running once.
You weren't thinking about running, were you?
No, clams have feet. Do you know that? What you see poking out of their shell, it's not a tongue. You'd think it was a tongue because they look like little mouths. No, it's known as a foot because it's used to dig in the sand. And then my little sentence I got at the end of that is, fancy a game of clam football?
Wow. Can I just say wow?
I've got one more.
There's more.
Right, a million seconds lasts 12 days. But a billion seconds, which you'd think, it's not far from a million, that lasts 32 years. Maybe spend the rest of the run, just turn us off and spend the rest of the run working out how many seconds alive you are. And then by the time you've done that, you'll probably need to run again.
God, well, while we used up some of our seconds there doing some mental maths, we're cresting towards the finish line. We are so close now to the finish. You've done unbelievably well. We're incredibly proud of you. Are you proud, Coach Randy?
Yes, I'm so proud. I'm so proud of you, listener.
You're doing so well. This is how we're going to finish this run. We started slow, we started easy so that we could give ourselves the chance to finish so hard and so strong. And this is how I want you to end this run. Okay, you're going to imagine if we've just done the form run where we were doing the most impressive form we've ever done, this is going to be running like an assassin. We're going to run like we're Tom Cruise in literally any movie where he has to run. We're going to be running like we're James Bond, like we're Jason Bourne, like we're any kind of assassin. We're going to go eyes totally focused on the horizon. We're going to have the arms pumping in front of the face. And remember, those hands are going to go from in front of your face all the way down to touch your hip. And that's how much that shoulder is going to stretch. The feet are going to be coming up. Knees are going to be coming high. You're going to be showing your soles of your feet to the person behind you, because that's what the secret message is for the assassins.
Co-assassins that you're sort of communicating with through your soles and your feet.
You can imagine it's that powerful, strong, intense running where it's just you and LeBron and you're just going to run this shit down. Okay, here we go. Okay, here we go. 30 seconds to the finish line. Let's finish this race. Let's go. Seconds, you're going so well. You've got to stop that bomb, and the instructions for the bomb are on the soles of your feet. Hang in there, keep running. Let's go. 15 seconds.
Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
You did it!
Well done.
Oh my God. Hands in the air like you're in Rambo. Is that right?
Where I've he runs not up the seen steps? It, but I imagine he puts his hands up at some point.
Where he runs up the steps in...
is that
in
Rocky?
Rocky. I was thinking of Rocky. Yeah. Hands in the air, like whoever you fancy. You did it. You look incredible. You did so well. You hung in there with us this whole time. Oh, you should be so proud of yourself.
You should be. I'd say do a congratulatory sidestep at this point. I think it's time. Sidestep. Come on, it's time.
You all know what Coach Randy wants. Take a moment at this point, whether you're wearing a watch or not, just like check it and like breathe about and yeah. To be like, oh yeah, and then just say, probably a PB.
Say that a practice. Lot.
Just
say that a lot.
Just say that. Get that.
Do a lean on the wall with one hand. That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, lean on one of those. A lovely little stretch, and then go. It's PB. Say that again.
After everything you do today, you have to say PB after it. Time to do your favourite stretch from PE.
Lunge about. Come on, we've got you this far. What do you want from us?
Lunge about and say PB.
That's it. And that's running. No, but do get yourself nice and warm. Get inside. Be very smug. This smugness should hopefully last you for like at least 48 hours.
Years.
You don't need to come back to run with us again for another 2 years. Get some water in there. Get some fluids. Have something lovely to eat. And just feel incredibly proud of yourself. And if you have got to the end of this run, send it on to somebody else, somebody that you know who maybe doesn't like running, who thinks they can't do it. Say, if I can do this, you can do it. And
they
send it on to someone else.
Absolutely baffled by this if they don't know who we are and haven't listened to the podcast. Imagine just getting this with no context. And then just got Coach Randy and Bennett telling you to sidestep and talking about clams.
All we ask of you is that you send this to somebody who has no concept of the podcast. Look, if that's not too much to ask. We think they'd really, really like it.
And if you enjoyed this, I think do tweet about it and tweet us and let us know, because I think I'd like to do some more. We'd like to do some other kind of guided things. We're thinking about guided meditation, things like that. We could do another guided run if that's helpful.
Up the distance. Who's to say how far we can go?
2 hours of this.
I'd listen.
I could do it.
Brandy, there's no doubt in my mind that we could do it. That's not the concern. If you've just run, please take a picture of yourself and send it to us. We'd love to see you ran. We do not give a shit about how much distance you covered or how fast you are, anything like that. We only care that you ran. That's all we asked of you, and you did it. We're so proud and we're so grateful. Thank you so much.
Well done.
That's all from us. Thank you, and well bloody done.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.